Port Hyden resident John Christensen was out for a four-wheeler ride on April 7th.
We went for a ride up the beach and ran into a large amount of walrus, a few hundred of them. We've never seen anything like this here before.
Over the course of a month, the residents saw more groups of the ungainly marine mammal resting on the shores, from Hook Lagoon to Stroganoff Point.
There has been an increase in the walruses. At first, there was only a few hundred and spotted pods all over the place. Now, there's more. And at the most, we've seen at distance, we couldn't get a good view from the distance we were at, but it looks like there's over 1,000.
That was on April 25th. On May 1st, just 1 week later, area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Bob Murphy, flew the shoreline from Pilot Point to Port Moeller.
We did see a group of about 100 walrus about 20 miles northeast of the village of Port Hyden on the beach. So we did see 100 animals where I've never seen 100 walrus hauled out before. Where they were, there was no cape or anything behind them. Usually walrus like to have a cape behind them sometimes. So these were just on a flat, sandy stretch of beach, and it just did not look like a typical walrus haul out. And it'll be interesting to see if they do stay there.
Walrus are guarded from harassment under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Harassment could include noise from fishing boats. When more than 1,000 walrus hauled out at Cape Gregg in 2016 and 2017, Fish and Game changed the Ugashik District South Line to allow the walrus a one-mile buffer zone. It's too early to rule out such a measure for the Alaska Peninsula area, or to know if the walrus will even be there when commercial salmon fishing starts more than a month from now.
It could just be something they're just staging there for a little bit or resting, and they're eventually going to go to their traditional haul-out areas. So we're just going to keep an eye on it and see if they disappear or if more show up or if they move around. The place that they were in is an area that is close to commercial salmon fishing, so I think if they stayed there, they would be, you know, with no obstructions to anything. But more than likely, I would expect that they may move.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, walrus have hauled out near Port Hyden before. But it's been about two decades. As Port Hyden residents wait to see if their new guests are here for the summer or just making a pit stop, they say that they're keeping their distance to ensure that they don't disturb the animals. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.